You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. I was driving across I-94 this past weekend and enjoying the trees as they were starting to turn yellow or red. But it seems we've been waiting a little longer for the fall color this year. Bert Craig is an associate professor of forestry with Michigan State University, and he joins us now. So are the leaves changing colors a little later this year?
Yes, actually, things are a little behind schedule. As it turned out, we had fairly warm weather here in September and into October, although...
Sure, last week we saw really warm weather.
Exactly, and so the cues for fall color are really based largely on nighttime temperatures. So as we get into colder and colder nights, that's the trees cue to start turning color. And so when we had that warm spell, it sort of delayed things probably up to a week, week and a half, depending on the location in the state.
So those cool nights accompanied with some warmer days, we get better colors. I kind of want to know the science behind the color change. I mean, why don't they just dry up and fall off, but instead we get these yellows and oranges and reds and so forth?
Yeah, and it does depend a little bit on the species, but certainly for things like maples in particular, we get the yellows and the reds. And there's a couple of different things going on. Some of the colors, the pigments, the yellows and oranges are what are called carotenoids, like carrots are yellow and orange. And those are actually pigments that are present in the leaves already. And so what happens in the fall is as the trees are getting ready for winter and getting ready to drop their leaves, they will break down the chlorophyll. They actually recycle or reuse some of the internal nutrients in there. And so they'll break down the chlorophyll. And when the chlorophyll breaks down, the green color we normally see, that breaks down, and now we see the yellows and the oranges. Some of the other colors, the reds and the purples, are actually some pigments that actually will begin to be developed by the plant as it's getting ready for winter as well.
2016 has been the warmest year on record so far. So what kind of effects could climate change have on autumn foliage in decades to come?
Certainly it could have an impact, and I think the kind of year we're seeing this year is the sort of thing we would expect based on some of the projections we see for changes in climate here in Michigan and across the Midwest. So the notion that on average, we might be seeing a delay of a week or so, into the middle part of this century certainly would be possible. The other thing, though, is we may also see occasionally, as we began to see somewhat this year, is that the other projection, of course, with climate change is that we're going to have more frequent and more severe droughts, and that can have impacts on fall color as well. Earlier this summer, especially here in mid-Michigan, the Lansing area, we were pretty dry in June and July, and we actually had some trees begin to start changing color even in August. It looked like we were going to have early fall color, and then we got some late rains, and that kind of postponed that. But droughts can impact it. The trees may turn color a little earlier. Also, they can result in leaf drop. So one thing that's helped us this year with our fall color is it's been fairly wet here through the latter part of the summer going into fall, and that helps the leaves stay on longer. So not only do we have a later start, but the trees hang on longer. But if we get into drier conditions, we might under climate change, then we could have some years where trees might turn earlier or even drop and shorten the season.
That's Bert Craig. He's an associate professor of forestry at Michigan State University. Hey, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, you're welcome.